and those are expiring in the not-too-distant future. So staff, the Finance Committee was making a recommendation to Common Council that Common Council direct staff to complete the water tower project, or at least initiate the water tower project in 2021 to take advantage of the expiring water impact fees.
So move.
Second.
And let the record reflect that Alderman Nelson returned to his seat at 9:23. All those in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Madam Clerk.
Alderman D'Andrea.
Aye.
Alderman Mayer.
Aye.
Alderwoman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderwoman Hanneman.
Aye.
Alderman Barber.
Aye.
Alderman Nelson.
Aye.
Wow, somebody sounded like a no on the phone. Motion carries, 6 ayes, no noes, no absent, no abstentions. Alderman, Mr. Rutherford.
The second recommendation coming from the Finance Committee is that the city do an internal advance to fund the $3+ million resource requirement for TID4, understanding that that debt would be, or that advance would be repaid $1.1 million in January of 2021, approximately $1.1 million in January of 2022, and approximately $1.1 million, or the balance, in January of 2023, which would retire that debt and save the city some interest income.
Motion to approve.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. Mr. Rosberg.
The final request or motion would be to direct staff to preserve the available 2014, 15, and 16, although I will note that the 2014 levy increase has already expired and is no longer available to the city, but approximately 1.5% of unused levy increase would be available if we would delay the note anticipation note refinance to the first quarter of 2021, pending the response from the Department of Revenue. If they said no, then we would advance it sooner because we do have debt issues planned for 2021 and might as well take advantage of that rate opportunity.
So move.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Okay, given that, move on to G21, which is an impact fee report on holding periods and an update. Mr. Rosberg.
So Common Council over the last several months has been inquiring, the Park Commission has been inquiring as to the status of various impact fees and their holding period. I've provided some background to that, but just in case there are still some public listening to the comments, I would remind the Common Council that impact fees is a tool that the state legislature has provided cities to help pay for the cost of infrastructure for new development, not existing development, and that the city has adopted a number of impact fees to assist in the paying for the cost of infrastructure to support that new development. Currently, the city has $5.1 million of park impact fees on hand. By a resolution adopted in 2016, we advanced the holding period to a total of 13 years, but that 13-year holding period will expire for the October 2007, or 3 months from now, approximately 3 months from now, in October of this year. If we don't spend those park impact fees, we will be, by state statute, required to begin to rebate those back to the remitter of those fees. That will be a very time-consumptive and difficult process. So I'm just reminding the Common Council, and we reported to the Finance Committee, that our park impact fees are rapidly approaching the holding period. The action taken earlier this evening to investigate the purchase of land for the water tower and the other project would, in fact, spend some additional park impact fees. Another yes. That is true.
Maybe you could just briefly mention that, especially for the listening audience.
The matching city funds for 2020 for park impact fees would be accommodated by the collection of landfill siting fees. So there would be no new tax dollars associated with the matching funds for that purchase.
Hey, Congressman, that purchase, what about in general?
The 2020 Capital Improvement Plan had a number of park projects included in it, and all of those projects, the city portion of those projects, could be supported by the 2020 expected park impact fees. No new tax dollars would be needed to support any of the park projects that are in the Capital Improvement Plan, but few of those projects have any traction to them. There's trail projects, there's some other projects included in that budget. Only this land acquisition for the water tower site is currently got any real traction to it.
Hey, Paul?
Yes.
The mayor, do I have approval to speak?
Yep.
The 13 years that you said and from the 2007, what was the amount on that?
Attached to the action sheet is a document. I don't have the page number for you, but it's the last page, and it indicates the monthly.
295.
It indicates the monthly collections. In October of 2007, just over $22,000 was collected for park impact fees. All of that would have to be rebated if we don't find a way to spend some park impact fees. But there are additional fees in November, December. 2008 had $133,000 of impact fees, park impact fees collected. Unless we do some park, that would be approximately 160. The city would have to spend approximately $225,000 on park qualifying park projects to just use the 2007 and 2008 fees, and
okay.
Then okay. Substantially all of the pavilion costs have been incurred. You have identified a couple of the cleanup costs that are out there, but at 47%, they are not going to use much of that. However, there is a project in the 2020 Capital Improvement Fund, I believe for $150,000 of further improvements to the Pleasant View Park, but I'm not aware of any proposed projects to spend that money.
Okay, and then your write-up also talks about accepting the LSC lands, and that's been hanging out there for 5 years now. Are you suggesting, like the Finance Committee did, that we try to move ahead and do that? And can you explain to the council members what that would mean for Manson Homes?
There was a proposal several years ago to accept some lands that MMSD was willing to donate to the city as a contribution. I won't argue with you on the time frame, but that sounds approximately correct. And that then the Common Council would dedicate those or a portion of those lands for use as park lands, and that dedication of land would be a qualifying park expenditure, which could then be used to have matching impact fees. Finance has had some discussions with the city attorney lately, and I believe we are still looking at whether or not that fits within state statutes.
Okay, and then as far as the MMSD partnership on the water tower site, I mentioned that didn't get any traction with anyone. I was kind of surprised that no one saw how we could save ourselves money by still needing impact fees, because the LMSD portion would be the match to the city park land instead of the water department or any other city matching funds.
Well, so what I understand, Alderman, what I'm understanding you to say is that MMSD has some other sites that they own property on and would consider donate or working an arrangement with the city to transfer title so that the water utility could construct a tower on it.
No, what I'm saying is MMSD has been looking at buying that site for quite some time and couldn't negotiate a deal with Icon Development in the past. So it kind of dropped it. But if they still have Greenstein's money and they're still interested in that, my thought was to approach them and ask them if they wanted to partner with the city, and then we would use our park
I would be looking for the city attorney to concur that the donated lands would be the city's portion of the match for park impact fees, and if that qualified, it would certainly work. Whether it met the current issue of impact fee, park impact fees had to be spent, or some later portion, it would. We have $5.1 million of park impact fees that need to be spent, so at some point in time, that project, that may in fact work.
And at some point in time, do you think, and on the council, we should be looking at, you know, a partnership with the school for, you know, some of the facilities that the community has been asking for? You know, if the school has needs and we have needs and they can help us match our impact fee funds, and maybe do a larger community project. We still don't have a community type center. Now, we can't really call it that, but we could call something a field house or, you know, to and have the school district be part of it. Maybe they're the land owner or they lease the land.
Well, Alderman, I hear.
I'm throwing out some ideas to get the common council to think about what you've been trying to get us to do for years, is to spend some of the park impact fee money.
Alderman, I, sorry.
But these aren't questions, at this point, Paula, these aren't questions for you. These are comments to the council. If I was sitting there, I'd be making the comments to them, but since you can't make that break on who I'm talking to, I'm letting you know on the phone. And then the other project I mentioned about Pleasant View, but there's a portion of trail that was supposed to come off the end of the parking lot that would qualify. And there's the Marquette Avenue sidewalk from the school to 51st Street that we've been struggling with trying to make safe pedestrian access. We're going to have on the planning commission the school coming in and doing safety changes. And then we're going to have construction traffic winding through the neighborhood, and we have no pedestrian access anywhere. And we already have a council motion that said go forward and do that project. That was 4 months ago, and there's been no movement on that. So we have council motions, we have design plans, we have projects. I guess it's just a matter of, do we really want to pick any? Do we want to do anything?
So those are my comments. Okay, so what else do we got here, Paul?
So there are two other impact fees that have holding periods that are beginning to be approached. In 2013, the Common Council created a sanitary sewer impact fee. We are now holding $151,000 of those fees. That has a 10-year holding period starting in 2013, so we are only a couple years away from that expenditure period. And staff is making the council aware that that is something that needs to be done. This would be covering oversizing that might be connected to the Ryan Creek Interceptor, and there are a number of subdivisions and other developments that are now either under construction or being proposed in that area. So staff is just making the council aware that there are some holding periods there on the sanitary sewer fee. Lastly, the water impact fee is currently holding $2.7 million. Fees that were collected in 2015 have not yet been spent, so we are 5 years into an 8-year holding period. And again, that is approaching. The water tower project that is being proposed would qualify under the draft updated water impact fee study for approximately $2.7 million. So nearly all of the existing water impact fees that are here could be spent if that project proceeds, but if it doesn't, then you potentially have some issues. The last thing that I would point out to you is that there are impact fees being collected for library, public safety, fire, and transportation. In those cases, the projects were spent, monies were borrowed, but the impact fees that were supposed to cover their portion have not yet been collected, but the debt will be retired in Q1 of next year. So as those fees then get collected with this new development that's beginning to approach, Policy decision will have to be made as to where those fees then get used. Do you want to reduce future debt service requirements because you've essentially taxed the local residents for that debt service that was required? Would you like to use those fees for some other purpose because you essentially have borrowed monies for other projects that this could then supplant it? And I'm alerting council to the fact that those policy decisions are out there for you to decide.
Paul, is there also transportation?
I believe I mentioned that, and there are, in fact, transportation fees out there. The list of all the fees are attached to the Common Council Action Sheet, currently holding $61,000 of transportation fees through the end of June, and our scheduled payment next year is $73,000, but there are unpaid portions of nearly $900,000 of fees yet to be collected that then could be dedicated to a lot of different places.
Okay.
So, I'd like to just remind the council that on April 6th, 4 months ago, we all agreed, except for one alderman who was not sitting there anymore, that we wanted to put Market Avenue through. A lot of these funds could be used, in addition to the money that we put in the budget. Do we have the will to make this project go forward? Is there, are we just making motions just to make a motion? Because I'm really disappointed that that was, you know, supposedly going to go forward and nothing has happened in 4 months. I guess I'd like to feedback on the council. If any of you up there are willing to finish that project that you put so much effort into, and the developers have, and only for the one developers, all their wetland permits have expired, so they lost all their money on that because the city...
I think we're getting a foul of the agenda here.
I know, but I think it's...
I know, but doesn't work. I know, but doesn't work, Alderwoman. It's 9:45. We've got other agenda items. Mr. Rotzenberg, we're on G22. Mr. Rotzenberg, we're on G22. Mr. Rotzenberg, we're on G22, finance report.
So the May financial report has been included in your packet. If you had questions related to that, I could answer those this evening. These reports were reviewed by the Finance Committee in some detail, and the Finance Committee did recommend acceptance by the Common Council.
Questions? Motion to receive and place on file.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Move on to miscellaneous licenses. Alderwoman Hanneman.
The license committee moves the approval of the following licenses. Beginning on page one, Cawley is approved. Chatfield is approved. Geske did not show.
Hold for appearance.
Metropolitan Builders Association, approve. Arneson, approve. Bandel, approve. Borger, approve, or hold for appearance, please. The remaining are approved on that page. Page two, all are approved, except Olson, approve with letter.
Maybe true, but no relation.
Rain, hold for appearance. Page three, Sammy approve. Savarino hold for appearance. The remaining operator licenses are approved. The following, Alley Cat's Pub and Grill, doing business as Swiss Street Pub and Grill. The committee moves the approval of the change in premise, but hold for temporary entertainment and amusement till July 21st. St. Martin's Inn, approve, change in premise. St. Paul's Evangelical Church, both applications hold until July 21st.
Second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Move on to vouchers and payroll. Is there a motion approving city vouchers with an ending date of July 2nd, 2020, in the amount of $1,815,630.40, and payroll dated June 19th, 2020, in the amount of $413,144.92, and payments to various payroll deductions in the amount of $418,410.45, and city matching payments, and payroll dated July 3rd in the amount of $389,517.42, and payments to various payroll deductions in the amount of $224,806.20, and city matching payments, and estimated payroll dated July 17th and estimated at $390,000, and payroll of the various deductions estimated at $230,000, plus city matching payments and property tax disbursements with an ending date of July 2nd as of $195.26. Madam Clerk.
There's got to be a motion first.
Is there a motion?
So move.
Second.
Madam Clerk.
Alderman D'Andrea.
Aye.
Alderman Mayor.
Uh-oh.
He believes that
I must have
he's been
on.
Timed out of the call.
Uh-oh. All right. Well, here we go.
Is Alderwoman Wilhelm?
Must have timed out.
Timed out also.
Well, I'm going to have a problem with motion if you... I'm going to say they left the meeting. They didn't leave the meeting. And Alderwoman Wilhelm tried to call me.
Hello. Please enter your six-digit conference.
She just tried to cut, get me to.
Tell her to recall in.
Yeah.
I've already done that, Paul.
Okay.
Should I just call?
I'll be in 2 seconds here.
No?
Or just call her on your phone. Why isn't this working?
Hello, please enter your six-digit PIN code. Welcome to the conference. The conference started. We will now connect you to your phone. There are attendees of the conference. The host has joined the conference.
Was it Dan or Kristen?
This is Kristen, I guess. You didn't like what I was saying.
Well, I did inadvertently hang up on you, so I apologize for that. We're about to take roll call on the vouchers. Hold on. Okay, you're both on. Good. Yeah. Sorry. I apologize. I did hang up on you.
You tried to knock me off and get both of
them. I knocked you both off. Sorry. I apologize. So we're about to do vouchers. I just read them all, so I hope... No, there was nothing to vote on. There was nothing to vote on. So, but there was a vote. Kristen, if you let me do this, I will tell you exactly what happened. Okay? So there was no vote on impact fees. Okay? And then there was a vote on the finance report, which was merely to put it on file. And then we went to vouchers and as... Okay, so you would like your vote on the finance report to reflect that you voted to place it on file. Same for you, Alderman Mayor?
Okay, I believe I missed it all. And he called me to repeat everything he said in the last
hour. Well, hold on 1 second.
Play the tape.
Okay, you've heard everything he said.
Yeah.
Okay,
we'll go
and
home
then,
and we'll let
and
you
then
have
we
that
went
discussion.
To the vouchers and payroll, and I read what I always read. And we were about to take a motion to, wait a minute.
We did licensing,
and there was one hold for appearance, and I think that was it.
A couple hold for appearances.
All right, Sandy will tell you what we've missed, what you missed.
Or Alderwoman Hanneman can. But the licenses were approved. There was one operator... Olson that was approved with a letter.
And no relation, even though it was approved with a letter because they didn't like the last name.
there are a couple hold for appearances. The
Borger.
Borger. Okay. Borger, Savarino, and Rain were held for appearance. The Metropolitan Builders Association Parade of Homes was approved. Alley Cats Pub and Grill LLC doing business as Swiss Street. The change in premise description was approved, but the request for the outdoor music was held until July 21st. St. Martin's Inn LLC doing business as Wagner's St. Martin's Inn. Premise description request was approved. St. Paul's temporary amusement and entertainment and temporary beer and wine have both been held until July 21st.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. So, how do you want your votes recorded? Alderman Mayor?
And if I could just clarify, Jennifer Geske was an appearance and she did not show up, so she will be held for appearance also.
Okay.
Okay. Then we went to the vouchers and I read. We didn't get there yet.
Yes
he did, and he voted to table to hold on file. Please unfile. So then I went to the infamous vouchers. I read everything that's written on the page, and then I said, is there a motion to approve?
So moved.
And Alderman D'Andrea moved, and Alderman Barber seconded.
And then I looked at the clerk and said, Madam Clerk, and then I realized, after she said Alderman D'Andrea, and then she said Alderman Mayor, and there was dead silence. So now we're at Alderman Mayor.
Alderman Mayor. We're doing a roll call vote on approval of vouchers.
So say aye, Dan.
He did.
I should. It's your show.
Alderwoman Wilhelm.
I have a question.
Alderwoman Hanneman.
Aye.
Alderman Barber.
Aye.
Alderman Nelson.
Aye.
Motion carries 6 ayes, no noes, no absent, and no abstentions.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Wait a minute, no discussion? We're adjourned.